诗篇论辅。
And we will, we would like to continue to study the passage of blessing in Psalm.
神赐给我们的福气，让我们富足，但是没有忧虑。
God gave us blessings so that we can be rich and without any worries.
这个是最宝贵的福分。
And this is the most abundant blessing.
这个福分跟世界上一般人谈的福是不一样的。
This kind of blessing is different from the ones that is being talked about in the world.
如果我们有体验，我们就会觉得这真的是最宝贵的福分。
If we have the experience, and we can confirm that this is the most treasured blessing.
我们来看诗篇的三十四篇。
Let's turn to Book of Psalms, chapter 34.
诗篇的三十四篇。
Psalms 34.
第八节到第十节。
Verse 8 through 10.
诗篇三十四篇第八节。
Psalm 34, verse 8.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的，投靠他的人有福了。第九节。
Nine.
主的圣名，你们应当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。第十节。
Ten.
少壮的狮子还忍饿缺食。但寻求神的什么好处都不缺。
Verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is a man who takes refuge in him. Verse 9, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. Verse 10, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
这个第八节啊，第一句话说要尝尝主，便知道他是美善的。
In Verse 8, the first sentence, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
这个常常就是要体验。
To taste means to experience.
神虽然看不见，但是体验得到。
Although we cannot see God, but we can experience God.
那体验就让我们的信仰很真实。
And through experience, that would build our foundation of our faith.
有时候我们要跟人说明，主耶信主耶稣有多好。
When we try to explain to others how good it is to believe in Christ,
最有力量的说明是我们自己的体验。
The most powerful explanation is through our own experience.
那这个体验谁都没有办法辩驳。
And this kind of experience is that none can deny.
如果没有神，
if there is no God,
我为什么会改变？
Why can we change?
如果没有神，
without God,
为什么？我会从缺乏变成丰富。
Why can we change from lacking to the abundant?
所以这些很美好的见证常常是要引人信主最有力量的方法。
So through all these testimonies, they are the very good tools to let others to believe.
所以这里说要体验神，就知道他是美善的。
And here it says, in order to experience God, so thatWe know that he's good.
所以神是美善的，不只是理论上的一种了解，而是从生活上的一种结论。
To know that the Lord is good, not just based on the word itself, but also through our experience.
我们如果真的知道神是美善的，我们就会一生抓住神不会放。
If we know that in our heart that Lord is good, then we will not.Leave away from him.
那有的人信主信到一半就不信了，很可能这样的人信仰都没有什么体验。
Some people stop believing in the middle of their faith. That probably means that they do not have their own experience about God.
没有体验，我们就只是头脑知道，信耶稣很好。那到底是真的是不是这么好，我也不知道。
With only the knowledge that we know that Lord is good is actually not enough.
但是如果我们有体验，我们就知道真的很好，我不能够把它放掉，因为一放掉神，这个好的都跑掉了。
And because we have the experience, so that we know, it is not good for us to lose God.
那我如果抓住神，这些好的都会继续跟我同在。
If we can grasp on to God, then every blessings of His will.Also abide in us.
所以第一句话说要体验神，就知道他是美好的，那我们跟他的关系就会很亲密。
So the first sentence says that we need to experience him and see that he is good.
好，那接下去啊，第八节、第九节、第十节有我们在提到，我们要体验神有三种方法。
And later on, it also talks about three ways to experience God.
第一个方法是要投靠他。
The first method is to take refuge in Him.
那英文就是 take refuge， 也就翻作 trust。
Or we can say that we trust him.
那第二个方法是第九节。
The second method is in verse 9.
要敬畏他。
To fear him.
那第三个方法是第十节。
Third method is in verse 10.
要寻求他。
To seek him.
我们不怕，我们没有什么。我们不怕，我们没有什么。
We are not afraid of not having anything.
Yeah, 为什么
？Why?
因为神什么都有。
Because God has everything.
所以如果我们对神呢，懂得投靠，懂得敬畏，懂得寻求，那神的丰富就临到我们。
So if we can learn how to trust, how to fear, and how to seek the Lord, then all these blessings will abide with us.
所以神很丰富，如果我们都没有什么体验，这个表示我们对神的态度可能有一些还需要改进。
And if we think that we have a lot and then we do not trust unto the Lord, that means we need to change ourselves.
那第一个是投靠神。
And the first thing is to trust.
我们就是想，现在想我们人一般是靠谁。
So let us think about who do we usually trust?
我想第一个我们人都是靠自己。
So most of us, we would trust on ourselves.
那如果我们只会靠自己，我们就很难对神有体验。
So if we only trust on ourselves, it is very difficult for us to experience God.
我们来看箴言第三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你要专心仰赖神，不可依靠自己的聪明。第六节。
6.
在一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。第七节。
7.
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。这个地方说要专心信靠神。
In here, it talks about to trust in the Lord with all your heart.
那下面一句说，不要依靠自己的聪明。
And later on, it says that do not lean on your own understanding.
所以人在年轻的时候，有的时候都比较不懂得靠神。
When people are young, they usually would not want to lean on to God.
Yeah, 因为常常我们对神没有体验，而且我们常常对自己太有信心。
Because of the lack of the experience, and also we are too self-confident.
所以第七节说不要自以为有智慧。
In verse 7, it says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes."
我们活得越久，越发现说，其实我们很多事情我们自己不了解。
Sometimes the longer we live, we realize that many things we still do not understand.
有时候有很多事情我们没有办法掌握。
There are many things that we cannot control.
你了解，但你没有办法掌握。
We can understand that, but we cannot control it.
所以我们常常在做决定的时候，是对还是错，我们也不是很有把握。
So when we make decisions, we have doubts.
好，那这里说要依靠神。
In here it says to trust unto God.
那怎么依靠？
How do we trust unto God?
第六节。
Verse 6.
在所行的事上要认定他。
In all your ways, acknowledge him.
什么叫做认定神？
What does it mean to acknowledge God?
也就是说，好像说小，有的孩子他做每一件事情都要跟父母商量。
And some kids, they may do things and and they will always consult with their parents.
那个叫做认定父母。
And that means to acknowledge his parents.
让父母给你一些建议，然后让父母来帮助你。
the child allows the parents to give their opinions.
啊，但是其实我们的父母也是很有限的。
And yet, our parents are also have limited knowledge.
他们也做很多错误的决定。
They also make a lot of wrong decisions.
所以到最后就是要认定神。
So at the end, we need to acknowledge God.
那如果我们父母很敬畏神，他的错误会减少很多。
So if the parents, when they fear God, then their decision will be more successful.
那如果父母不敬畏神，有可能他给我们的建议整个大方向都错了。
But if the parents do not fear the Lord, then their decision might lead us into a very wrong direction.
那这个认定神就是每一件事情要祷告。
To acknowledge God, it means everything we need to pray.
哇，神啊，我想要这样做。
God, I want to do a certain way.
啊，求你带领我。
Can you please guide me?
啊，如果不是你的旨意，求你阻挡。
If it is not your will, can you please stop me?
我愿意顺服。
I am willing to submit.
啊，如果是你的旨意，有困难，求你帮忙。
If it is your will and I encounter difficulties, can you please help me?
那这样叫做认定神。
This means to acknowledge God.
那神就会指引我们的路。
And after we done that, then he will make our path straight.
这个就是恩典。
This is the blessing that he's given to us.
所以这个信靠神呢，第一个恩典就是，神会引导你的路。
The first blessing that we trust unto our God is that he will lead our path.
那我们走在神的道路上啊，我们真的就没有忧虑了，因为这条路是神要我走的。
When we walk onto his path, then we will not have worry because this is the direction he leads us.
好像走在旷野，虽然很多的困难，但是每一个时刻，神都用恩典来带领他们。
Just like walking in the desert, even though it is difficult, but the Lord guide all the Israelites.
啊，有一个姐妹，她工作能力很强。
There is a sister who is very successful in his career.
有一次我在一个教会遇到她。
And one time I met her in a church.
她在讲她的人生经历。
She talks about her own life.
她说我就像路德记那个拿俄米。
She said that I am like Naomi in Book of Esther.
本来我家庭环境很好。
Originally, I have a very good background or family.
但是我就是一直想说我要自己打拼我自己的天下。
But I kept thinking to myself that I should strive on my own.
父母一跟他讲你这样决定离开神这样不好。
And her parents would advise her that it is not good for you to leave from church.
他听不下去。
And she cannot listen in.
在世界上好像很成功。
And in her career, she seems to be very successful.
那带来就是第一个家庭破裂。
Yet it brings a broken family on her own.
因为她事业投入太多。
Because she focused too much on her career.
那家庭破裂以后，她心情就不好。
After she had a broken family, she was very down.
就开始有一点忧郁症。
And she started to have depression.
经济走下坡，过来事业也破产。
And after the economy went bad, her career also was gone.
他就讲我当初如果认定神，我今天应该不会这样。
So she told me if she can acknowledge God in the beginning, she will not be like this.
但是人就是因为能力太强，觉得自己很聪明。
Yet many times, human would have pride on their own. They think that they can do everything.
不懂得来信靠神的帮助，所以受苦很多。
They do not understand how to trust unto the Lord, therefore they suffer a lot.
所以第一个认定神的福气信靠神的福气就是神会引导他的路。
So the first method is to trust unto his blessing so that he can guide our path.
神会负责我们走这一条路。
God will be responsible for our path.
我们再看耶利米书十七章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah. Chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
所以说，依靠神，以神为可靠的那个人有福。第八节。
Verse 8.
他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，来到，并不惧怕 叶子必清脆，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果子不止。这个地方说，懂得 trust 啊，信靠神，这个人有福气。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord。
因为这样的人哦，他懂得信靠神啊，他的心里面那个最深处扎根的地方是神。
Because, if he trusts unto the Lord, the deepest inside his heart is that he will have roots unto the Lord.
所以在第八节最后说。第八节开始说，好像树扎在溪水旁。
Just like in verse 8, he says he will be like a tree planted by the water.
这个最深的地方人看不见。
The deepest area is something that man cannot see.
但是最深的地方常常最重要。
But that area is usually the most important area.
因为这个树扎在溪水旁就不怕什么。
So when a plant is when a tree is planted by the water, what does this mean?
这炎热来到，经得起考验。
When the hot weather comes, they can withstand the heat.
说我们看约瑟。
Let's take Joseph as an example.
他的前半段人生，他真的没有办法控制。
The first half of his life, he could not control.
但是约瑟这个人懂得靠神。
But Joseph knows how to trust unto the Lord.
所以他真的像一棵树栽在水旁。
So he is just like a tree planted by the water.
到波提法的家他也结果子。
When he goes to Potiphar's house, he also bear fruits.
在监牢里面他也结果子。
In jail, he also bear fruits.
所以连不信神的人都感觉到，这个人真的有神同在。
Even those who do not believe in the Lord also feel that he is with God.
就因为这样啊，人尊重他。
And because of this, many people respect Joseph.
但以理也是这样啊。
Daniel is the same.
但以理所经历很多的环境是他没有办法控制。
Many experience that Daniel had gone through is something that he cannot control.
但是他懂得靠神。
Yet he knows how to trust unto the Lord.
所以我们在看很多的环境到最后带给他不是毁坏，而是更大的福分。
Therefore, at the end, it does not bring them a destruction, but much blessing.
所以信靠神，懂得信靠神，这样是一种福气。
To understand that, to rely and trust on the Lord is truly a blessing.
所以有时候我们常常发现人生真的有很多问题没有办法控制。
And as we experience our life, we know that there are many things we cannot control.
单单忧虑也没有办法解决。
Even we worry about them, but we cannot solve the problems.
所以晚上你就睡不着觉。
And we will not be able to sleep at night at times.
那怎么
办？ So what should we do?
圣经给我们一条路。
Bible gives us a way.
信靠神。
To trust unto the Lord.
神顾念我们。
God takes care of us.
所以我们要把我们的忧虑交托给神。
Therefore, we need to trust our worries unto Him.
我们把忧虑交托给神，那神这个我们的困难就变成神的困难。
Once we entrust all our worries to Him, this will become God's problem.
因为他是父，我们是儿子。
Because He is the Father and we are the Son.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
这个就是我们信靠的依据。
This is the proof of trust.
所以。我们信靠神是有福分的，福气的。
Therefore, to trust unto the Lord is a blessing.
所以能够使别人在我们身上看到，为什么遇到这么大的困难，好像还活得很平安，很喜乐。
So we need to let others to see that even though we have difficulties in life, we can still trust our worries to God.
这个就是恩典。
And this is the blessing.
所以我们在困难有平安喜乐，这个就是恩典。
So when we have peace, in our tribulation, that means it's a blessing.
这个就是信靠神所得来的福分。
This is the blessing received by trusting unto the Lord.
所以叶子要青翠。
Therefore, the tree, the leaves must be green.
生命力很旺盛。
And the life is abundant.
好像保罗在监牢里面
，just like when Paul, when he was in jail,
唱诗祷告赞美神。
He was singing and praising the Lord.
哦，众囚犯侧耳而听，今天怎么关了两个人这么不一样
？And all the people in jail, they listen to their songs.
关到监牢还这么喜乐
？How can they be so joyful even in jail?
这个就是福气。
This is the blessing.
环境没有办法改变，但是心境可以改变。
Even though we cannot change the environment, but we can change our hearts.
有的人要医院手术，要进到手术里面，他还是很平安。
Some people, when they enter into the emergency room, they still feel peace.
有一个弟兄他有癌症，要进去里面手术。
When a brother, when he had cancer and then he is about to enter into the operation room.
因为他也没有家人，所以他自己去。
Because he does not have any family, therefore he goes by himself.
那个护士跟他问他说：“你带谁来？”他说：“我就是啊，就是我。”
So the nurse asked him that who brought you here, and then he told the nurse that I took myself here.
那护士说：“我做护士这么久，没有看过啊，一个人癌症要手术，那这什么害怕都不会有。”
And the nurse was amazed that this is the first time I've seen someone who has cancer and.Still happy about it when he is about to enter into the operation room.
因为他知道自己有癌症以后，真的很迫切祷告。
Because when he realized that he has cancer, he prays very diligently.
他真的把这个问题交托给神。
He really trusts this issue onto God.
那以后他就什么烦恼都没有。
And after that, he does not have any worry anymore.
就是炎热来到，叶子青翠。
It is just like.When he in verse 8 that the heat is here but the leaves are always green.
那这个就是福气啊。
So this is the blessing.
在患难中有喜乐有平安，这就是福气，这就是恩典。
So to have joy in tribulation, this is truly a blessing.
所以我们信靠神，懂得信靠神，这真的是福气。
So to in order to understand how to trust unto the Lord.It is the blessing from God.
我们再看第二个福气。
Let us look at the second blessing.
我们回来看诗篇的三十四篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms, chapter 34.
诗篇的三十四篇。
Psalms, chapter 34.
第九节。
Verse 9.
人啊，神的圣名啊，应当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。
Fear the Lord.You, his saints, for those who fear him, lack nothing.
这个地方说敬畏神的人一无所缺。
In here it says, those who fear the Lord lack nothing.
今天我们看诗篇二十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 25.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalms chapter 25.
十二节。
Verse 12.
谁敬畏神？神必指示他选择的道路，十三节。
13.
他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土，十四节。
14.
神与敬畏他的人亲密，必将自己的约指示他们。这个地方大卫在提到他的体验。
In here, David talks about his experience.
谁敬畏神，神就要指示他当选择的道路。
Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him.
这就是福气啊。
This is the blessing.
神要让我们知道，他要我们走哪一条路。
God will let us know, the way that he wants to show us.
那什么叫做敬畏神？
What does it mean to fear the Lord?
敬畏神就是把神的话当作一回事。
It means to take to consider God's words as big matter.
也就是说，神的话对我们来讲是有分量的。
In other words, that it has a lot of values to our life. The word of God.
有很多人跟我们讲话，其实有时候就好像风吹过去，我们没有去想。
Sometimes when people talk to us, it was just like wind blowing by.
但是如果我们比较尊重的人，他讲话，有时候你会一直想好几天，有时候一辈子都留在头脑。
But some, when they speak to us, we will remember forever.
哦，所以如果我们对神很敬畏
，So if we fear the Lord，
神的话对我们有分量
，God's words will have a value to us。
哦，有分量就是说，你不会把它很轻易放过去，你会很想要怎么去做。
What does it mean to have value? It means that we will think a lot about it and we want to do it.
那这样的人哦，会得到福气。
And such person like this will receive a blessing from God.
刚刚第九节的说要一无所缺。
And verse 9, it says that will lack nothing.
好，我们来看一个例子哈。
Let us take an example.
亚伯兰的例子。
Let's take a look at Abraham.
创世纪二十二章
，Genesis chapter 22,
十二节
，verse 12,
创世纪二十二章十二节
，Genesis chapter 22, verse 12,
天使说：“你不可在这个童子的身上下手，一点不可害他，因为我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下来不给我。”
Verse 12, do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
我们大家很熟悉这个创世纪二十二章。
We are all very familiar with this chapter.
第一节说神要试验亚伯拉罕。
In here, verse 1, it says God wants to test Abraham.
要试验什么？
What kind of test does he wants to give him?
等到他要献儿子的时候，神就出声讲话。
When he is about to sacrifice his son, God replied.
神要试验亚伯兰，到底亚伯兰敬畏神到什么程度？
So, what kind of level does Abraham actually fear the Lord?
箴言里面都告诉我们，敬畏神远离恶事。
In Proverbs, it talks about.That fearing the Lord is to flee away from evil.
这个我们比较容易了解。
This is easier for us to understand.
所以真的敬畏神的人呢，你跟他打死他也不敢犯罪。
So who is fearing the Lord the most is, even you beat him to death, he will not try to sin against God.
他很怕神，他知道将来面对神审判了。
Because he is afraid of death, that he is afraid of the judgment.
但是你看，很多的基督徒是活在罪里面。
But many times the Christians they live under sin.
他不是不懂得十诫。
They actually know about Ten Commandments.
他是把它当戒律啊。
But they take them as reference.
就是我要我就守，我不要我就不守。
That means that if I want to obey it, then I obey it. If I don't want to obey it, then I don't obey it.
其实那个就是没有敬畏神。
So that means they do not fear the Lord.
所以神讲的话就没有分量，还是我自己想的最重要。
So God's words has no value in their heart.
但从另外一方面来讲啊，就是创世纪二十二章啊，敬畏神另外一个意思就是神讲的话我们要去做。
So another meaning to fear the Lord is that we need to do what God tell us to do.
所以这个要试验亚伯兰，就试验他到底对神有多敬畏。
So God tests Abraham in order to understand how much fear does Abraham have to God.
也就是说，在亚伯兰的心里面，神的分量有多重。
So in other words, how much value does Abraham have in his heart about God?
然后第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
带着你的儿子。你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒。
Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love.
为什么要三句话讲
？Why does God wants to use three phrases?
你的儿子
，your son，
这是你的骨肉
，your bone of bones。
要献别人的儿子，这不困难；要献自己的儿子，这很难。
To sacrifice other people's son is not difficult, but it is very difficult to sacrifice his own son.
你的独生儿子
Your only son.
献了就没有了
Once you sacrifice him, you no longer have any.
不是还有留一个
It is not that you have another one.
年纪大也不会再生了
When you are old, you do not have ability to born another one.
这是你所爱的
This isSomeone you love.
有的小孩子很调皮，父母就比较不爱他。好，献这个好了，那没有问题。
So when a child is a very naughty, then the parents may say, okay, I'll sacrifice this one.
献给神,这个我就不需要烦恼了。
It is okay for me to sacrifice him so that I don't need to worry about it anymore.
这个比较乖啊,留在家里,跟我在一起。
And another one is more, is better, and I will keep him.
这是亚伯兰所爱的。
This is someone who Abraham loved.
那亚伯兰听了一大早清早他就预备炉带着两仆人孩子就出发了。
So after Abraham heard this, he got up and saddled his donkey and took him with two of his servants.
有一个父亲他说他很少跟孩子讲什么命令。
There is a father who says that he rarely gives any commands to his son.
人就问他为什么。
Then people would ask why.
他说我讲我孩子一定会做。
Because he then replied that whenever I say something, my son will do it.
所以我不随便讲要他做什么。
Therefore, I do not dare to easily say something to have him do something.
那这个神对亚伯兰的讲话，对亚伯兰来讲就是一个命令。
So when God speak to Abraham, it is like a commandment.
好像这个孩子也听到他父亲讲什么，对他就是命令，他一定要做。
So for a son like Abraham receiving a command from his father, he will do it.
那这个叫敬畏神。
This means that he fears the Lord.
一无所缺。
To lack nothing.
所以表面上他失去他的独生子。
So on the surface level, it seems like he is about to lose his son.
但是十七节。
But in 17, verse 17.
我要赐大福给你。
I will give you blessing.
你的子孙要像天上的星海边这么多。
And your descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore.
这个叫一无所缺。
This is to lack nothing.
因为他敬畏神。
Because he fears God.
神在他心中分量很重。
There is great value in his heart about God.
神就让他一无所缺，亚伯兰过得很丰盛。
Therefore, God led him to lack nothing.
所以我们今天呢，如果真的像亚伯兰这么敬畏神
，So if we can be like Abraham, fearing the Lord,
那耶和华以勒，神一定会为我们预备很丰盛的恩典。
And God will for sure prepare much blessings.
所以这个敬畏不只是说不犯罪。
So to fear the Lord does not just mean to refrain from sinning.
神要我们做的要把它当一回事，真的很认真的投入去把它做好。
We also need to consider the and take value of all the commands that Lord Jesus give us.
我们回来看二十五篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms chapter 25.
十三节。
Verse 13.
他必安然居住。
Psalms chapter 25 verse 13.
他的后裔必承受地土。这个安然居住就是过得很平安。
He will spend his days in prosperity. It means that he will live in peace.
然后要承受地土。
And he will inherit land.
这个地土当然是指牛奶与蜜那一块地，那最重要是指着神的国。
The land means that the kingdom of God.
在他心里面，神的国会实现，那就是公义、平安、喜乐。
In his heart, that the land of righteousness will succeed. It means that there will be righteousness in his heart.
十四节
，verse 14.
神与敬畏他的人亲密。
The Lord confides in those who fear him.
所以神要住在他里面，跟他亲密。
Therefore, God will live with him and to have great relationship with him.
所以我们看，真的敬畏神的人，他生活真的没有挂虑，他也没有害怕。
For those who fear God will not have worry in his life.
因为神跟他亲密。
Because God, the Lord confides with him.
那这个就是福气啊。
So this is a blessing.
所以圣经讲的福是很奥妙的。
So this is a great mystery, whatever the Bible is mentioning in here.
好，我们再回来看34篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 34.
诗篇三十四篇。
Psalm chapter 34.
第十节。
Verse 10.
少壮的狮子还缺乏缺食忍饿，但寻求神的什么好处都不缺。
The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
这里讲少壮的狮子当然是很会跑，很有力量。
The young lion may be very powerful and runs for a very long time.
他要自己去抓这些小的动物来吃。
And they can capture all those smaller animals to devour them.
但是有时候他就找不到机会他虽然很会跑会抓，也没有机会，他也要肚子饿。
Yet sometimes they will not have the opportunity, and therefore they will go hungry.
也就是说，虽然少壮的狮子很有力量。他还是有缺乏的时候。
So that means when the young lions, even though they are strong, but they still can grow weak and hungry.
那寻求神的人就比那少壮的狮子更好。
But those who seek the Lord will be much better than those lions.
因为他什么都不缺。
Because they lack nothing.
少壮的狮子还会缺乏，但是敬畏神的这个。寻求神的什么都不缺。
So those who seek the Lord will lack no good thing.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say this?
我们回来看一节我们过去常常引用过的。
Let us read a very famous passage.
我们看生命记。
Let's turn to
第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
生命记第二章第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 7.
因为神你手所办一切事上已经赐福于你，你走这个大而可怕旷野，他都知道。这四十年，神与你同在，故你一无所缺。这个最后一句话非常重要。
The last sentence is very important.
这四十年，神常常跟你同在。
These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you.
所以你一无所缺。
And you have not lacked anything.
旷野什么都没有。
In the desert, there are nothing in the desert.
但是他们竟然体验什么都不缺。
Yet they can experience that they lack nothing.
为什么？
Why?
神跟他们同在。
Because God was with them.
所以寻求神，就把神当作生活一个很重要去追求的目标，这个叫做寻求神。
Therefore, we need to set a target to seek the Lord.
好像年轻人在追求知识。
Just like the young people, they seek knowledge.
又好像一个人在做事业，在追求钱财。
Just like someone who pursue after his career.
他是整个目标对准这个精神，全部都灌进去的。
He focus on all his energy and strength onto the things he wants to pursue.
所以最后他得到钱财，得到知识。
Therefore, at the end, he will receive knowledge and wealth.
这里就告诉我们另外一个追求，追求神。
In here, it talks about another pursuit, which is to pursue after God.
那什么叫追求神？
What does it mean to pursue after God?
神到最后就是三件事情。
And that means God will have three things.
神的道，
God's words,
神的灵，
God's spirit,
神的爱，
and God's love.
这个就追求神。
This is to seek the Lord.
思想神的话，行神的话。
To think about God's words, to walk onto His words.
被圣灵充满。
To fill by the Holy Spirit.
然后再去用神的爱去爱别人。
And also to love others using God's love.
那这个叫做寻求神。
This is to seek the Lord.
他就什么好处都不缺。
Therefore, He will lack nothing.
我们来看历代志下。
Let's turn to
Second
Chronicles.
历代志下的二十章。
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
这个二十章在记载约撒法王。
In chapter 20, it talks about the Jehoshaphat king.
从第二节。
Verse 2.
有人报告约沙法从海外的亚兰那边有大军来攻你。所以报告约沙法有大军来攻你。
And in verse 2 it says, some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom.
那约沙法王就惧怕了。 第三节。
So the king feared.
因为这个大军太强。
Because this army was very strong.
哦，所以他就定义寻求神。
Therefore, he seek the Lord.
啊，怎么寻求？
How did he seek the Lord?
宣告禁食。
He fasted.
所以禁食就是祷告了。第六节就是开始在神面前祷告。
So in verse 6, it talks about he fast and pray to God.
所以寻求神的一个方法就是哦，祷告。
Therefore, another way to seek the Lord is to pray.
那你现在来讲就是祷告被圣灵充满。
So in our term, it means we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那结果到了二十节。
So in verse 20,
约沙法就设立先知唱诗。
He established a prophet to sing.
然后二十二节唱诗的时候，神就派伏兵把那些人都杀掉了。
In verse 22, it says, used ambushes against the men of the army and killed them all.
所以人懂得在困难寻求神神的帮助的来到。
And so for those who seek the help from the Lord when they have troubles, they will receive help from God.
因此我们要得到福气，第一个要信靠神。
Therefore, to receive the blessing from God, we need to trust God.
第二个，
second,
要敬畏神。
And we need to fear the Lord.
第三个，
third,
要寻求神。
We need to seek the Lord.
那我们就是最有福气的人。
And if we do all that, we will be the most blessed person.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
五百首。
Sing hymn number 500.